The SOH Network presents AsiaCast, keeping you across the top headlines from the Asia Pacific.
For the SOH News Roundup, week ending Friday, May 20th, I'm Rich Crankshaw with AsiaCast. In this bulletin, truth of Sichuan earthquake reconstruction revealed, China's secret toxic milk compensation fund, Taiwan's politicians ignoring China investors' plight, and Buddhists celebrate Vesak Day. But first, our SOH focus on China. On the third anniversary of the deadly May 12, 2008 earthquake, hundreds of thousands of people returned to the ruins of their former homes in Beichuan, Sichuan province, to mourn the loss of their loved ones. While still struggling with the disaster trauma, survivors said the government's meager aid and the suppression of rights activists have made things worse for them. And contrary to official reports, many survivors have not yet been housed. The Sichuan Bureau of Geology and Mineral Resources said rebuilding projects over the past 3 years have actually increased the economy and living burden of earthquake victims. The Bureau's chief engineer said only a little of the disaster relief fund were distributed to survivors, forcing them to use savings and loans to cover reconstruction costs. The urbanized settlements built to replace the rural villages destroyed in the disaster have also forced farmers to abandon their traditional way of life. The Bureau added, poorly planned industrial projects posed a significant pollution risk. According to Shanghai-based Oriental Outlook magazine, a multi-million-dollar compensation fund for babies sickened by melamine-tainted milk 3 years ago has been kept secret. Now activists and parents struggling to pay for their children's treatment want answers. The 2008 milk scandal killed at least six babies and left 300,000 more with kidney diseases. That same year, the Chinese Dairy Association pooled a substantial compensation fund, but victims' families say they've never heard of the fund until now. The fund operators told Oriental Outlook that operation details were a state secret. One official reportedly told the magazine the media should not report on the fund. Farmers growing watermelons in China are counting their losses after their watermelon crops began exploding on the ground. Some farmers say their watermelons started exploding after being sprayed with a chemical intended to make the melons grow bigger and taste sweeter. Even those with crops that seem fine are having difficulty selling them because fruit markets fear they could explode later. This is the latest case of Chinese food producers trying to artificially boost the value of their products. Some netizens say they're glad the watermelons exploded on the farms because now the chemicals won't reach their mouths. The Chinese regime has allowed wider media coverage of food scandals recently. It comes after growing public anger over a series of toxic or dangerous foods that have made their way to consumers. SOH takes a look across the wider Asia-Pacific region. According to investors and researchers, Taiwanese businessmen are routinely abused, have their investments stolen, and are afforded few legal protections when doing business in mainland China. They say the situation has remained unchanged for over a decade, with little political will on the Taiwanese side to rock the boat. A cross-strait trade and cultural forum held in Chengdu, Sichuan Province, May 8th, heard data from the Straits Exchange Foundation stating that among Taiwanese investors in mainland China, 104 were killed, 404 went missing, and 789 were robbed or kidnapped. Coming up on AsiaCast, Burma's amnesty excludes political prisoners, Indonesia passes logging moratorium, and protests and politics in Thailand. But first, SOH Network's Shen Yun quote of the day. Anesthesiologist Chris Cole and homemaker Laura Cole saw Shen Yun's third performance at Indiana's Close Memorial Hall.
This is very inspiring. I thought the whole show is pretty inspiring. It's nice to see a different culture put on a show compared to what we're used to. So it was really nice.
I thought it was wonderful. It was absolutely beautiful. You know, I cannot pick one favorite over another. No, I like them all. They're all very beautiful. The emotion behind the music makes me cry. Yes. It's very emotional. It is. It's so emotional that it is hard to find the words. I'm going to tell them to come with me next year.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll say it is worth it. Come on, let's go. Okay. They will enjoy it.
Immerse yourself in an experience like no other. Classical Chinese dance, music, and more. brought to life by dozens of performers in one exhilarating show. SOH Network is a proud sponsor of Shenyun Performing Arts. For tickets and information, visit shenyunperformingarts.org.
You are listening to AsiaCast from the SOH Network.
Back with the rest of today's AsiaCast, I'm Rich Crankshaw. Burma's new regime began freeing about 14,000 prisoners and commuting thousands more sentences Tuesday, May 17th. But critics have dismissed the amnesty as a token aimed at improving its international image. Activists say very few of those released from prisons across the country were political prisoners. The vast majority were common criminals. The large number of political detentions has been central to the imprisonment of economic sanctions on Burma rulers since a bloody crackdown on pro-democracy protests in 1988. The U.S. Campaign for Burma says the failure to release political detainees shows the regime is not about to introduce democratic reforms. Indonesia Thursday passed a two-year moratorium on new logging concessions. The decree was part of a billion-dollar climate deal with Norway. The massive archipelago contains some of the last tracts of pristine jungle anywhere in the world. Indonesia is also often cited as the world's third biggest emitter of greenhouse gases, mainly as a result of clearing forests for pulp or to make way for oil palm plantations. The details of the moratorium remain unclear, but environmentalists say it needs to apply to all forests, natural and degraded, if it is to have any impact on Indonesia's greenhouse gas emissions. Thai political party members Thursday, May 19th, registered to run in the country's upcoming general election. July's election is expected to be a hotly contested event between the Pua Thai Party and the current ruling Democrat Party. Thousands of red-shirted opposition supporters gathered in Bangkok also on Thursday, May 19th, to mark the anniversary of a bloody confrontation with the military. Neither Pua Thai nor the Democrats are likely to win a majority, meaning an alliance with smaller parties will most likely be required. On a lighter note, thousands of Buddhists in Thailand gathered in Pathum Thani province to celebrate Vesak Day, Tuesday, May 17th. It's a traditional holiday for Buddhist countries. Vesak is the day that the founder of Buddhism was born. Around 10,000 Buddhist monks prayed at Dhammakaya Temple. Buddhists also offer alms and pay homage to Buddha, as well as meditate, believing it will bring them peace and happiness in life. Vesak Day is also celebrated in other countries like Singapore, Vietnam, Cambodia, Malaysia, Burma, and Laos. Spurred by childhood nostalgia and a love for old world charm, a small team of technicians in India have painstakingly restored 8 steam locomotives. The renovation was not without its challenges, chief among them being obtaining spare parts and the knowledge required to breathe fire back into steam trains dating back to 1853. The group not only want to restore the engines to their former glory, but also preserve the skills and knowledge required to keep them on the rails. Looking to the future, the Indian Steam Railway Society has earmarked 53 routes for heritage train journeys in India. Rich Crankshaw, SOH Network.
AsiaCast, keeping you across the top headlines from the Asia Pacific.